Blog Talk Radio.
Tribe. This is Carol Ann Parisi, and it's time for Awaken to Empowerment. It's time to create your ideal life. It's time to awaken to consciousness. It's time for inspiration. It's time to awaken to timeless truths. It's time to awaken to transition, to transformation. It's time to set your soul free. It's time for a paradigm shift. It's time to be fearless. It's time for peace, love, empowerment, and freedom. It is time to create your ideal life. Discover your destiny and purpose. Welcome, freedom-loving souls. And hope everyone is having a fantastic weekend. It is Saturday, July the 1st, and we're vibing high here during these tumultuous times when the humanity is surging with uncertainty, doubt, and fear. You know what? We know why we're here. We're here to thrive. We're here to vibe. We're here to live our lives and create our ideal lives because we understand that thoughts are things. We understand that we become what we think about most of the time. We understand that we can be, do, have whatever our heart desires. We understand that we can create our ideal life. Yes, we can. Yes, we can. Yes, you can, absolutely. So I hope everyone is having a great time. Got a good show for you. Couple things. Been talking about those wonderful high-vibe foods. Hope everybody's tapping into raw, organic foods like vegetables, berries. Not doing the poisons. Not cooking your food too much. Fresh fruits and vegetables. If anybody go to the farmer's market today, you're growing your own, that's how you're going to be the change. And those vibrational foods are going to help to create higher vibrations in your body. So many things. Unfortunately, there was a shooting at a nightclub last night, which is very sad. So prayers for the victims. Stop the negative dimensions, man. Bad. Stop. I have an article speaking of dimensions, and that's kind of was my segue. Probably a poor way to segue, but a universe of 10 dimensions. When someone mentions different dimensions, we tend to think of things like parallel universes, alternate realities that exist parallel to our own. But when things work or happen differently, however, the reality of dimensions is how they play a role in ordering our universe is really quite different from this popular characterization. Break it on down. Dimensions are simply different facets of what we perceive to be reality. We are immediately aware of three dimensions that surround us on a daily basis, those that define the length, width, and depth of all objects in our universe, the X, Y, Z axis respectively. Beyond these three visible dimensions, though, scientists believe there are many more. In fact, the theoretical framework of super string theory, posts that the universe exists in 10 different dimensions. These different aspects are what govern the universe. The fundamental forces of nature and elementary particles contained within. Now, start thinking about this and all of the vibrational energy that we talk about all the time. That's where this all fits in. I'm not, purporting to be a scientist. This is universetoday.com. So All right, now track with me. Let's talk about these dimensions, and then let's start thinking in the dimension of higher vibration, frequency, energy, and how we can manifest our best lives, okay? The first dimension, as already noted, is what gives it length, a.k.a. x-axis. A good description of one-dimensional object is a straight line, which exists only in terms of length and has no other discernible qualities. Add to it a second dimension, that's the y-axis, or height, and you get an object that becomes two-dimensional shaped like a square. Third dimension involves depth. We can all understand all these things, like the z-axis, okay? And this gives all objects a sense of area and cross-selection. The perfect example of this is a cube, which exists in three dimensions, has a length, width, and depth, and hence volume. Beyond these three, the seven dimensions, which are not immediately apparent to us, but which still can be perceived, having a direct effect on the universe and reality, well, as how we know it. Okay, here we go. Scientists believe fourth dimension is time, which governs the properties of all known matter at any given point, along with three other dimensions. Knowing an object's position in time is essential to plotting its position in the universe. The other dimensions, where the deeper possibilities come into play, and explaining their interaction with the others is where things get particularly tricky for physicists. According to superstring theory, the fifth and sixth dimensions are where the notion of possible worlds arises. If we could see through to the fifth dimension, we would see a world slightly different from our own and would give us a means of measuring the similarity and differences between our own world and other possible ones. Now, there's a sixth dimension. Yeah, we're going to go up to 10, because I'm sure we're going to get to some high-vibe stuff here. Now, in the sixth dimension, we see a point of possible world where we could compare and position all possible universes that start with the same initial conditions. In theory, if you could master the fifth and sixth dimension, you could travel back in time or go to different futures. But tell me that's not cool. In the seventh dimension, you have access to possible worlds that start with the different initial conditions, whereas the fifth and sixth, the initial conditions were the same and subsequent actions were different here. Everything is different from the beginning of time. The eighth dimension gives us a plane of such possible universe histories, each of which begins the initial conditions and branches out indefinitely. That's why they're called infinities. Well, you know, infinity is our creator, man. God is infinite. Ninth dimension. We could compare all possible universe histories, starting with all the different possible laws of physics and initial conditions. In this 10th and final dimension, we arrive at the point which everything is possible and imaginable is covered. So we, the high vibe tribe, are 10-dimensional beings. We don't live in just this parallel universe. We understand that there's more to it. The 10th and final dimension, we arrive at the point in which everything is possible and imaginable is covered. Beyond this, nothing could be imagined by us lowly mortals, which makes it natural limitation of what we can conceive in terms of dimensions. But we can imagine, and we tap into creativity. So it goes on, deep, 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 Kabayu manifold. Theory of everything. Much like other candidates, a grand unifying theory, a.k.a. the universe of everything, to believe that the universe is made up of 10 dimensions or more, depending on the model of string theory you use, its attempt to reconcile standard model of particle physics, which exists of gravity, in short, it's an attempt to explain how all known universe forces within the universe interact and how possible universes themselves might work. Yeah. Okay. So, what parallel universe are you in? Are you in a positive, happy universe? Very interesting. Very interesting. A little dive. It is, you know what, though, quantum physics, there is a huge, profound connection to quantum physics and the law of attraction. Go get the movie or see the movie, What the Bleep Do We Know? It is really pretty cool. If you ever watch that movie, it's very cool. You know, extra spatial dimensions of string theory. Start tapping into some of that. It's fun. It's kind of interesting. It definitely will expand your mind and give you a different frame of reference of consciousness. and it's not thinking the same thing. So you know when you do new things and you think different things and you learn different things, it helps to create those different neural pathways, which are empowering, okay? Let's see, I did have some other really cool stuff. Kind of interesting, got to develop the powers of your mind, and that's on this physical plane, in the physical dimension. You can't give up living in this physical world because we are here, but maybe we'll take a little deep dive into a little bit of metaphysics. I actually bought a really cool, way cool, metaphysic training. If anybody out there listening has not heard of The Teaching Company, you could get a college, very high-level college degree at home with their DVD program. It's amazing. It's wonderful. It's a lot cheaper than going to school, and you could really learn and get a ton of knowledge. So there's a book here, Mind Reality, and it opens with some of the questions. This is kind of deep, okay? So it's kind of deep, so put your thinking caps on, and now I'm going to try and get my thinking cap on because it's even deeper. It's really deep, deep, deep. Talks about universal secrets. The deeper the knowledge, the more powerful the knowledge, the more powerful your knowledge, the easier it is to either. Okay, Carol, head. This is what happens when I don't eat for like 24 hours. I get stupid. I kind of doing the fasting thing because it's the first day of the month. Okay, start again. The deeper the knowledge, the more powerful the knowledge, the more powerful your knowledge, the easier it is to achieve success. Because deep, profoundly deep and powerful knowledge is the key. It's like one of those universal laws to inspire thinking and finding intelligent solutions and creativity. Because when we're constantly creating, we are that's when we're vibing high. So it's kind of the tip of the iceberg, but we kind of been going over this stuff about high vibes. And really your first step to unlimited abundance is to absolutely believe that you can and be grateful that it's coming to you, okay? Gratitude is a huge, good vibe. So is love. Love, and it was the water study on What the Bleep Do We Know, by Dr. Emoto. It shows if you speak love to things, it's beautiful. We talked about this before. So go ahead and just think for a moment on what you're grateful for and who you could send love out to. Because you're creating a vibration right now that is very high, and it's going to serve you, and you're already changing by doing that. That changes you. That helps to build those profoundly deep neural pathways. So we could discuss the mental matrix of reality and talk about the center of the universe and all kinds of deep dive things. Probably shouldn't be doing this as I'm not eating because I'm scrolling, so that's why I'm trying to go ahead. I'm trying to read this to you and make it pertinent. Okay, mental matrix of reality. World of simulation. This is from Mind Reality. Okay, so I'm sharing this with you according to Enoch Pan as I can. Okay, some people think that the physical universe is different from the mental planes of reality. We just discussed the 10 planes, right? But the physical universe is really not as physical as it seems. In fact, it's just another layer of the mental universe. time and space does not exist in the physical universe only. It does exist on the other planes of reality, except it is experienced differently on those planes. So, I mean, I love the space-time continuum. I totally, totally love the space-time continuum. I totally believe Jesus' resurrection to be explained scientifically as he broke the space-time continuum barrier, because he's God, he can do that. So, I mean, I think scientifically that kind of measures up. Now, it says here, the entire universe is a hologram. The world is simply a simulation, like a computer program. All levels of reality are part of the same program. Everything physical is only a concept in the mind of God. As he imagines it to be, we experience it to be. Reality is mental construct. The rules of physics are just there to govern how the physical universe operates. Natural law. The universal mind, which governs the laws of the physical universe, only allows them to be superseded when it permits. So I know this, I don't know if I believe all of this. I'm going to start again here by saying I don't know what your religious persuasion is. I am a Bible-believing Christian, and we've gone and we've quoted Bible with some of the law of attraction. I, you know, don't want to diss my creator. I want to honor my creator, and that's why I do this, because when I do this, I pour a lot of love into it. And I do believe there's a lot of truth. Now, I don't know if I buy into all this. I'm just sharing information. So if you're a Christian like me, I know sometimes we get a little caught up with the, oh, it can't be New Age, that's of the devil. You know, we're smarter than that. A lot of these are timeless truths. When you start hearing people say, you are God, well, tell you what. That's above any human's pay grade. Are you the creator of your own destiny? Absolutely. But when you tap into the God source, that is where you're going to do your highest and best creation. Okay? Anything can be created. The duality of life is you could be a creator for quote-unquote negative things like murder, theft, drug abuse. We've talked about duality before. Or you could tap in and be a creator for light and for good things. So that's what we want to do here. So anyway, it says here the entire universe is a hologram. Heard that before. Interesting. The world is simply a simulation. Like a computer program, all levels of reality are really a part of that same program. So we discussed that. Okay, so the universal mind, which governs the laws of the physical universe, only allows them to be superseded when it permits. I would go along with that. God can do anything. Infinite intelligence, creator, the all, universal mind, God force, light force. I don't believe, and I've said this many times, God isn't like the Michelangelo depiction, that big finger. I don't think any human mind could actually conceive the magnificence and the magnitude of an omnipresent, omniscient, omnipotent God. So let's just go there. So it says here we're living in the matrix. This is not a computer generated, but a mind-generated world. Yes, we've talked about how when our subconscious, our superconscious mind, gets plugged in on a very high gratitude, high love, high vibrational energy, we could tap into God. And God doesn't want to, you know, God's not negative. God's positive. So, you know, that's where I believe this. The universal mind is partly the mind of God and partly of the collective consciousness of people alive. Now, I do believe that we do project an energy, and there is a collective consciousness out there. Think about it. I mean, you could pick up on someone's vibe. You meet them, and you could see if they're in. And now it's kind of funny. You start seeing, like, what's going on in our world. That's why we have to come from a high vibrational place, because there's so much negative vibration out there with all the hate and terrorism and people hating on the president and politics. And you know, people wanting free stuff instead of freedom. You know, we're freedom-loving souls. We want freedom, and yes, you know what, I want to be rich enough where I can actually help people to be, do, have, and help them think better. And yay, my dogs are out now. Our five senses really operate as energy receptors, and they carry energy in the form of electrical impulses along our nerves to the brain in order to be processed by the mind as information. Yes, she is a little bitch. She's adorable. I'm going to play some music and give them food. So let's play some of our lovely meditation music, and I'll be right back. Idea how long that's going to last. Okay, so anyway, the entire universe is a hologram. Our five senses really operate as energy receptors. Think about that. Our five senses, that's our, you know, that's our physical man. That's our physical being. Remember, we're three-part beings ourselves. We live in a body. We have a soul, that's our mind, our will, and emotions, and our true essence is our spirit. So our five senses are part of our physical body, and they're energy receptors, and they carry energy in the form of electrical impulses along nerves to the brain in order to be processed by the mind as information. Okay? True. Scientifically true. Are we really not able to see the world around us when the electrical impulses are cut off? Does our life support system really operate as blood carrying oxygen from the air that we breathe to the body's cells in order to nourish and repair them? Are we really not able to process energy without the means of our blood? While looking at your feet, stomp on the ground. You will notice your visual perception of your foot hitting the floor matches the sensation of touching it. This would be fine except for one thing. The speed of light is vastly faster than the conduction times and synaptic delays before the thought nerves and spinal cord from your feet. As a result, you should be seeing the event before you feel it, and the delay should be noticeable. Scientists can study how physical system operates in order to work with it. So this is really deep dive. And we sense energy directly with our mind, okay? When we think as a conscious mind. When a thought becomes substantiated, it substantiates in the subconscious mind. That's where it begins. We've talked about this ad nauseum, okay? It's in the subconscious. That's why when we tap into unconscious competence, where we constantly think good thoughts, we have good feelings, we do the high vibe thing, all of our thoughts start in our subconscious mind. So if you've been doing any of this practice for any amount of time and you get negative thoughts, which we all do, we're human, that's your old programming. But you can overwrite your programming, okay? So a lot of, like, you know, deep dive stuff. I'm not going to go into it too much today, but just some stuff for you to think about. I did want to talk a little bit about weight loss and think weight loss. You can do weight loss. You could reset your body, and it's up to you to do it. It really is. It's up to you. This is from Prevention. It's from the book, The Hormone Reset Diet, Balance Your Hormones and Lose Up to 15 Pounds in 3 Weeks. Here, another mind bender. Being overweight has nothing to do with calories or exercise. How do you love it? I love it. For a huge number of us, the problem is instead is about misfiring hormones. Research is still catching up with this paradigm shift, which has yet to be comprehensively studied. By seeing how this revelation has helped her patients and many slim down and feel better, gives confidence, and true for most who are trying to lose weight and can't. In as little as 30 days, you can be a whole lot slimmer, way more energetic, and healthier. Simple groundbreaking plan and the thyroid cure. Guess what? I have that book, and we will be going over it. You know what? thyroid insulin imbalances. We did talk a little bit yesterday about leptin and how leptin is leptin swells your appetite. Leptin is a hormone that tells you to stop eating. Under normal circumstances, it's released from the fat cells and travels into the blood to your brain, okay, blood-brain barrier, right, where it signals that you're full. But leptin's noble cause has been impeded by our consumption of a type of sugar called fructose, okay? But if you eat more than the recommended 5 daily servings of fruit, which in recent decades has been bred to contain more fructose than it used to. How do you like that, little GMO? Plus processed foods with added sugar, your liver can't deal with the fructose fast enough to use it as fuel. Instead, your body starts converting it into fat, sending them off into the bloodstream as triglycerides and depositing them in the liver and elsewhere in your belly. As more fructose is converted to fat, your levels of leptin increase because fat produces leptin. And when your body has too much of any hormone circulating in your system, your body becomes resistant to its message. With leptin, that means your brain starts to miss the signal that you're full. Do you continue to eat and keep gaining weight? That's how we are. We start, you know, gaining weight. So, cortisol, okay, so-called stress hormone cortisol can create all kinds of trouble for women who want to shed weight. When cortisol rises, it encourages the conversion of blood sugar into fat for long-term storage. Hoarding body fat in this way was useful for survival adaptation for our ancestors when they faced stressful famines. I don't think anybody listening to this is in a stressful famine situation, okay? Not so much today, right? Obviously, reducing stress in your life, why we have to meditate and be peaceful and mindful, will help rein in this fat-storing hormone. But there's another very common source of the problem. Daily coffee, which elevates cortisol dramatically, causing your body to hoard fat when you least need to. I don't like that. I've heard coffee's a thermogenic. I don't know about the coffee. I don't want to read about the coffee. Anybody knows me? I love my Joe. Okay. Out-of-whack estrogen expands your fat cells. Although estrogen is responsible for making women uniquely women, it's also a hormone that could be troublesome in the fat department. At normal levels, estrogen actually helps keep the body lean by goosing the production of insulin, a hormone that manages your blood sugar. When estrogen gets thrown off, it turns you into a weight gain machine. When you eat, your blood sugar rises. Like a bodyguard, insulin lowers it by escorting glucose into 3 different places in your body. When insulin is in good working form, not too high, not too low, it sends a small amount of glucose to your liver, a large amount of glucose to your muscles to use as fuel, and little to none as fat storage. When you're healthy and in good shape, your pancreas produces exactly the right amount of insulin to have your blood sugar softly rise and fall within a narrow range. But when your estrogen levels climb, the cells that produce insulin become strained, and you can become insulin resistant. That is when insulin starts to usher less glucose to the liver and muscles, raising the levels of sugar in your bloodstream and ultimately storing the glucose as fat. Your fat tissue can expand, excuse me, by as much as 4 times to accommodate the storage of glucose. Lovely, huh? Hormones. I don't like the coffee thing. Coffee is a thermogenic. But I could see how it raises the cortisol level, which maximizes stress. So I'm going to do some research. If anybody has any information on how to be able to drink coffee and not to produce, and don't tell me decaffeinated coffee. Never. Okay, so how do estrogen levels climb? Okay, meat is one of the primary reasons. You take in a lot less fiber when you eat meat. Research says that vegetarians get more than twice as much fiber as omnivores. Because fiber helps us stay regular, we process excess estrogen through our waste. Eating less fiber drives up our estrogen. Meat also contains a type of fat with its own estrogen problems. Haha, here we go. Conventionally raised farm animals are overloaded with steroids, antibiotics, and toxins from their and the way they've been raised. When you eat them, those substances into your system, and they could behave like estrogen in the body adding to your overload. Now we're going to talk about and toxins. The phone would stop ringing. I'm sorry I didn't take the other line off the hook. You are confronted with an astounding number of toxins each day, including pesticides, herbicides, genetically modified foods, and about 6 different synthetic hormones in meat. Toxins are lurking in face creams, prescription drugs, processed foods, your lipstick, linings of tuna fish cans, fire retardant material in couches, even in the air you breathe, the list goes on. Many types of these toxins, such as pesticides, plastic, industrial chemicals, behave like estrogen when absorbed into the body. Experts believe that increasing exposure to toxins helps explain why so many girls are entering puberty earlier and earlier and why boys exhibit feminine characteristics such as developing breasts. These are called xenoestrogens. Okay, and I may have to do this over again because this is just too delicious of information. I've had that stupid phone go off and all the confusion, but hopefully we're getting something out of it here. Xenoestrogens have been associated with elevated risk of estrogen-driven diseases like breast and ovarian cancers and endometriosis. So all this fake estrogen overwhelms your body's testosterone, which is vital for hormone balance and contributes to estrogen overload. Testosterone contributes to muscle growth, which in turn supports metabolism, and as we already know, estrogen overload rates insulin insensitivity. The combination adds pounds to your frame. A study from Sweden published in the Journal of Chemosphere showed that exposure to a particular type of pesticide called organochloride was linked to a weight gain of 9.5 pounds over 50 years. And that's just one type of toxin. Your risk of weight gain and disease from exposure to toxins may be greater than you realize. A survey by the CDC demonstrated that 93% of the population had measurable levels of bisphenol, a BPA, chemical found in store receipt canned foods that disrupt store receipts and canned foods that disrupt estrogen, thyroid, and androgen hormones. Endocrine disruptors have been shown to interfere with the production and transportation and metabolism of most hormones. Now you know the whys of your broken metabolism. The reason regular diets don't address the root of the cause of your weight gain, hormones dictate what your body does with food. Fix your hormones and your body will slim down with any extra effort from you. So, interesting, huh? That's our health tip for the day. You gotta just freak out. I know the BPOs, we've talked about those. Eat lean, eat low, eat high vibe food. It goes back to the same thing. Get organic. Have grass fed beef. I know it's expensive, so eat less of it. You know, I mean, just you gotta stop stuffing our faces because it's just putting havoc. Store receipts. What does that do for somebody who's a shopper? All those store receipts. What about those poor people who work at the stores and they're constantly handing out the receipts? You know, we need to really awaken our consciousness here. I tell you. I heard something today. I was a little disturbed, and I forgot the congressman's name. But he was saying to deploy the 25th Amendment, saying that President Trump is unstable and psychotic. Excuse me, dude, you're not a doctor. Trump is a reality TV star. He's used to rolling the way he rolls. Yes, sometimes those tweets are just kind of silly, all right? I mean, come on, he's better than that. But, I mean, some of the stuff the left is doing, I mean, this whole thing, it's just foolishness. America, wake up, okay? World, stop hating. We need to just do better. You know, we need to think better. Because when you think better, you do better. Because we know. We know. We become what we think about most of the time. Thoughts are things. We can be, do, have whatever we desire. whatever a mind can't conceive and truly believe a mind can achieve, and we can create and manifest our ideal life. Yes, yes, we can. So just, you know what, we need to be positive. And the four agreements, right, we need to be impeccable with our word. We don't need to take anything personally. President Trump, don't take this crap personally. We can't assume anything. We don't assume anything. We always do our best. This is how we are going to create our individual ideal life. If you're an American citizen, happy birthday to America. If you're an American citizen, you need to be the change. You need to be the change. Because that's what gives America hope, is when Americans are always doing their best, they think best. Yes, stuff happens to everyone, and hopefully you've got a really good community of neighbors and friends that can help out. And you know what? A little hand up is okay. A little hand up. It's a lifestyle, though, a mentality of poverty that we need to break. Whoever believes that the government is going to be there for you and they're going to take care of you, break that mindset. The government is not your friend, okay? It's not a government's job to give you food stamps or pay for your rent. A little hand up, okay, get it. I so get it. But for some, it's a mindset. And for some, it's a game, how they can beat the system. Shame on you. You're better than that. Wake up. So, anyway, I'm going to cut this short because it's a holiday. Got stuff going to do with the fam. And watch your barbecue food. Not too much barbecue. They said there's carcinogens. Enjoy your barbecue. Do a little bit. Try and practice the 80-20 rule or 90-10 rule. You know, 90%, 80% do the good stuff and then enjoy, you know, 10 to 20% of the time. You're doing better. You'll be great. Enjoy the rest of your day. Thanks for joining me. And don't forget to join us always here on Awaken to Empowerment Radio. And this is Carol Ann Parisi saying peace, love, freedom, and empowerment, and peace of mind. Here's a little blossom. Thanks very much. Back to the next time and in 4 minutes. that keeps look ahead. Imagine your dreams, visualize, and make them happen. Special who you listen. Good one.